بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of all the worlds. Welcome to Prophecy Nation Podcast. I am your host, Isa Hakim. I greet you with the Islamic greeting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon each and every single one of you. So, tonight, I wasn't sure exactly what I really wanted to talk about, but I think I just really want to give a, reminder for myself as well as anyone listening, inshallah. And that reminder is, sometimes we get so caught up in things that I wouldn't consider to be, irrelevant in regards to deen. Because we are encouraged to ponder on the Quran and, study it and try to better understand it. And that is something that will take more than one lifetime to accomplish. And I think that we tend to focus on things that, how do I say it? There are basics, right? So, Islam is about your relationship with Allah. Our relationship with Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And we have to build that. Right? We have to create it. And then, Allah says that he's closer to man than his jugular vein. Allah also said that when he breathed into Adam, that he breathed his essence, his spirit into Adam. Right? So this is what, distinguishes man. Yeah? This is what distinguishes us from other creatures of Allah, other creation. So, and you see this reoccurring theme even in the previous scriptures, what's preserved of them. Right? When Jesus is speaking to the Jews who come to stone him, he says, Does it not say in your scriptures that ye are gods? Right? Meaning, and obviously in Islam, we don't use this terminology, but we are the children of Allah in the sense that, we are special, right? Allah has chosen man to succeed, to be the successors of the earth, right? To rule on the earth. And we have a much more significant role than we, realize. And as Muslims, I I feel like people like me who are students of knowledge, we worry about, you know, the Trinity and, you know, what does the Quran mean about Isa? And obviously, I'm just reflecting on myself. So, you know, this is me, you know, analyzing myself and my behavior, right? And then rectifying or tightening up, so to speak. Which I think we should all do regularly, inshallah. You know. We can't skip or, you know, move ahead before we are ready and prepared. And something that I see among the Muslims of today is that, you know, we see a Muslim with tattoos. We see a Muslim, you know, listening to music. We see a Muslim and he has a girlfriend or she has a boyfriend. And we jump right in their comment section or right in their inbox and tell them that what they're doing is wrong. And, you know, and it's not, you know, it's not, you know, inappropriate, you know, when you're genuinely trying to help and give your brother or sister a reminder. So, you know, that's encouraged that we should, you know, be there for one another. But what I will say is that we should worry about ourselves twice as much as we worry about someone else. So, before we point out the sins or the mistakes of other people, you know, we should be looking at ourselves, you know, twice as much, twice as hard. We should be twice as hard on ourselves. You know, am I doing my 5 daily prayers? Is my salah in order before I speak to you about the music you're listening to? You know, am I taking care of my kids before worrying about who you're dating, right? Am I studying the life of the Prophet? Am I studying the Quran? Do I have a relationship with the Quran outside of Ramadan? Or worrying about, you know, this person smoking a cigarette, you know. So, Allah says that, you know, He doesn't change the condition of a people until they change what's within themselves. You know, I hear all the time that, you know, the companions are the best of people after the Prophet. And no one will be, you know, as good of people as the companions of the Prophet, or that no one will be as good as the Prophet Muhammad, or as righteous as the Prophet. Right? So, my platform, this organization, Prophecy Nation, I refer to my brothers and sisters that are in this organization as well as myself. I refer to my brothers and sisters as prophets, right? And not prophets, in the sense of having prophethood, so to speak. The prophet is not one who does fortune telling and, a prophet is one who speaks and teaches scripture, right? Who speaks the truth about God, Allah, and so in the sense, we are prophets who are, we are prophets who are the followers, right? We are under the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah. Muhammad is the seal of prophethood. But the task of telling the truth about Allah and the scriptures on us. It's on us to represent the deen properly. So some organizations, will say that we are gods, not meaning that we are the most high God, but that we are, the representatives of God on earth when we properly reflect, righteousness and truth, right? But the connotations to that are very confusing, and we don't want to cause fitna, right? So I call my brothers and sisters and refer to myself as well as a prophet, meaning that this is the standard that I'm trying to achieve. I'm trying to achieve the righteousness and the status of a prophet of God, someone who's beloved by God and the people, right? And I want to see everyone else striving for that. We're not going to settle for less, And I think that's a much better thing to strive for and to say and to aim for rather than, to call each other gods, right? Because the connotations of that, it's confusing, and we don't want to step into the realm of, causing confusion and fitna in the community. I've said this before, Prophecy Nation, my goal for this, the whole point is, to create, to create an environment of like-minded people striving for the same thing so that we can create, a community which will be pleasing to Allah, right? We want to represent the Prophet correctly, and we can only do this by self-reflection and deep pondering and study, Right? We have to study the knowledge that Allah has given us and left and preserved, you know. And the Quran is the guide, right? Allah is the guide. So, you know, Prophecy Nation, you know, we want to strive to be that nation of righteous and just people that's spoken about in the Quran. You know, the prophets have come and gone. You know, so the final revelation, we have it. And so the foundation has been laid. The foundation has been laid. Can't change the foundation. It is what it is. But we build on that. We build on that foundation. And with as much time as we are given by the Most High Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, we do what we can to contribute to the foundation and to build on. You know. So, with that being said, you know, I don't want to hold everyone too long, but I think I've said what I wanted to say, but with that being said, I'll be getting back to the segment. We will start discussing, inshallah, some of the prophets of Islam as mentioned in the Quran. And, you know, if there's any topics or you guys want to hear in particular, just go ahead and send me a message, inshallah. If, you know, you have any questions for me, anything you want to correct me about, talk about, you know, feel free. Besides that, inshallah, I will be working on the next segment, and inshallah, if I don't have it up tomorrow, I'll definitely have it out by this weekend, and you know, I'll try to get two more segments in this week. So, with that being said, thank you for listening. Prophecy Nation. Isa Hakim. Alhamdulillah. All praise due to Allah. And I greet you with the Islamic greeting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.